Now, we'll give some more for that scraper.
He's good.
And it's shaped like a pipe. Is that right?
Yes.
From a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
With a wood handle.
And the wood handle is made to your hand. The way you should hold it on. So you will have a sister.
Is this the scraper that you meant to take off the inner skin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that.
Does this require anything? Is the skin completely dry when you're working on it?
Yes.
It is. How do you start working? From any part of the skin when you begin to tan?
From the tailpipe. From the
Working from the tail end. You're working toward the tail end.
Uh-huh.
Your motions are from the head of the animal toward the tail.
Yeah. It's way more easy to take off the inner skin.
Working from backward motion.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, so you wouldn't open the, you know, this
little hair, wrist of the hair.
And what kind of
tools? Have you started any special place on the animal when you first began to tan?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you work on first? What part of the animal?
Any place. Yeah.
How is the skin placed? Is it flat on the floor or is it on something?
Well, on the floor, it's crazy.
It's laid out flat with the skin side up.
Mm-hmm. And when you after you scrape it off, you have to wet it really wet all over.
After you've used the heat room with the pipe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to use your pinky glue. It's made with on the handle and pink point.
Mm-hmm. The one you have in your hand is an old one made with a flint end blade. Is this the first one you had in your hand with the pipe? Is this the one you used first?
First.
The one with the pipe?
Yeah.
What is that, in the old days, what tool did they use instead of the pipe? Do you know if they used a different kind of a scraper before they had the pipe?
Some kind of a bone.
A bone.
Have you seen
something used in place of this as a first step?
Or leg bone.
Yes.
Terrible.
But you use the same word for that as you do for this igloon.
Well, they use the same word.
Same word.
Yeah.
Would it have been put flat then, or would it have been put over something when they were using the old style scraper? Did that take two hands to hold it?
No, with one.
With one hand.
With one stick.
Oh.
It's like with one stick like this.
Oh, you're okay with the end of the bowl.
Yeah. It's not like this one here.
I see.
Just one stick, any kind of a willow, perch, or good.
And the bowl is mounted so that it's
yeah.
The end of the forward.
Yeah, it's stuck it to the bone.
Mm-hmm. But it took only one hand to hold that screen.
Yeah.
Right. This one replaces an old terrible bone scraper or another.
Yeah.
And the second one now you're holding is the one with an ivory handle in this case, and it has a rounded end blade of flint.
Yes.
Could you give me then how this one is used in scraping? It's the next step.
Well,
You mentioned wetting, and I interrupted you.
Wet it, and then use it just like scrape the skin, just like this, wet it all over. The hard place is easy to wet when you scrape it, you know.
Yeah.
So you have done it quick.
Then what would you say the purpose of this scraping is? What does this do when you scrape for this? In this case, a flint end blade.
Well, it has to, when you're using it, it stretch the skin
stretches
tool.
Stretches
the skin tool and more easy to work the inner skin.
Does it soften it more too, or
yes,
just by doing this?
Yeah, when it's all over after you, when it's all over and then you bend it overnight.
Oh, I see. And the first step where you scraped off the inner skin, then you soak it, and you roll it up, or?
Roll it up. Roll it up.
And it stays overnight.
Mm-hmm. Before you roll it up, you have to fold it together.
A certain way of folding, or?
No.
Just fold it there.
Just fold it from the side to side.
Side inward.
Uh-huh.
And then?
And then you have to sit on and hold it on the neck and stretch it. You hold the tail part on and you have to stretch it with your leg. Sit on it and stretch it so it would even.
Is this in the previous day before you roll it up?
Yeah.
You stretch it before you roll it up.
Roll it up.
And you sit on the rear end of the, of the high. Put your foot on the leg part, or?
No, on the tail.
Oh, you sit on the, on the front?
Yeah.
And put your foot on the tail part?
Yeah, on the, you have to sit like this.
Forward, yes.
Yeah, on
so
the
leg.
And then hold the neck, and put your feet, right, hold the tail part, and put your feet inside, and stretch it.
Is this using your whole feet or heels or how do you?
Heels.
So you could work, if you sit in the middle and work both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about the sideways? You stretch
the sideways, you have to put it just make you the belly and.
Is this using arm power?
Yeah.
Just with arm.
Just make it even.
This is the skin is wet.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that point, after you stretch it with your feet or arms, then you roll it, or
fold it, and then stand overnight. And then, next day, you open it up, you check it up, if it could be, stick it together when it's ready.
If it's ready,
it'll
fold
the
flesh and parts together.
Yeah.
And if it sticks,
mm-hmm.
if it sticks together, it's ready.
Yeah, when you open it, it's ready.
Yeah.
But when it's sticks.
If it doesn't stick.
Stick. You know it will be stiff.
Yeah.
It's
sticky. But it should be sticky.
Yeah.
When you in the next day. Would that ordinarily be in the morning or afternoon or the next day?
Afternoon.
Yeah. If you put it away in the evening,
yeah. Yeah. And then when you open it, you have to
what's the estimate word?
Uluk.
And this means you're moving your arms sort of around, like a circle or a posing circle.
Try to make it soft, you know.
Or you're rotating on your hand.
Yes.
Making it go around.
Or left hand, go up.
Yeah.
And right.
You're twisting and
twisting,
twisting and moving.
Mm-hmm. Hold the stick.
What's the purpose of this?
Well, if you never do that, it would really hard to stick.
Oh.
I mean, stick.
Uh-huh. Even though you stretched the night before, you still have to do that.
So, that stretching means that it will even.
Mm.
So it's easier when you cut it, when you make turkey or something like that. So
both sides will be the same shape, outline.
Mm-hmm. And then
drive. How long did it take you in this motion, and this when you're twisting or moving like that, how long does that take on a skin to size?
A day.
A whole day?
For a day. I say, cool in the house.
Yeah. And you have to keep at it more or less?
Yes. Just bring it up, just leave it down for a while and then.
It's not steady work the whole thing, but as you get time,
And then read the breath, you have to use
it's quite dry. By now it's pretty dry.
You have to hold the Yeah.
you just put this on scrape with it.
Yeah.
How long do you think that would take? You'd have to go the whole scanner.
Yeah.
It'd take a while.
For one whole day to dry it, and when you work on it, right on, when you use it, since it's not the surface, maybe 3 days.
This is the third day you've been working on it.
Yeah.
You don't do it steady. You don't work on the whole day long, but you have to take care of it over the first day, the second day, and the third day.
Mm-hmm.
That's, the third day would be with this white, white stone.
Mm-hmm. It takes a long time.
And then when you have it, when you scrape it with the end scraper and with the white stone, the broken pieces. Is it in a condition just like I see it now? It's ready to use?
Yeah.
It's